弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们还有一次在主面前一同寻求他，一同等候的机会。
Thank the Lord once again. We have the opportunity to gather before the Lord to seek and wait before Him.
在我们开始读圣经以前，我们先有个祷告。
Let's pray before we read the scripture.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you praises and thanksgiving.
真是你是配得赞美的，配得敬拜的。
You are truly the one who's worthy of praise and worship.
我们谢谢你，让我们在饼杯面前可以一同纪念我们的主，你的儿子。
We thank you that together before the bread and the cup, we can remember our Lord, your Son.
我们也谢谢你，让我们一同有从你的话能够一同寻求你旨意的机会。
And we also thank you that together through your words we can seek your will.
我们求你再用宝血为我们的聚集，为我们所使用的设备，为我们一切的需要厚厚的划定界限。
We do pray that once again may your precious blood covers all of our gathering and all of your needs.
主，我们感谢你，你是天地的主。
Lord, we thank you that you are the Lord of heavens and earth.
我们来到你面前，我们不但有主耶稣宝血为我们的厚厚的遮盖。
As we come before you, not only we are being covered by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也求告耶稣基督所赐的，神所赐的全副军装，为你的教会为我们穿上。
We also ask for the full panoply of God given by Lord that be put on our church and also each one of us.
堵住所有一切的破口。不管是有形无形的、物质的、属灵的各种的破口，我们都求你堵住。
Pray that you stop all the gaps, whether visible, invisible, material or non-material.
赞美你，天父，求你纪念我们的聚集，是为着你的旨意，也是为着你儿子的再来。
We praise you. May you remember our gathering is for your will and for your son's return.
我们求你。真是从宝座，真是管制地上所有的一切，并且捆绑黑暗世王撒旦阴间权势的一切有形无形所有的干扰。
We do pray that from the sovereignty of your throne may you govern all those hindrance from the enemy and also stop any hindrance that's visible or invisible.
父啊，我们需要你的话，所以我们求你捆绑恶者，拦住你话语释放的。拦阻你话语，真是赐给你教会的这一切的轨迹。
Father, we do need your words. Therefore, may you inbound of all the evil schemes of the enemy that hinders your words from being released to your church.
你儿子在十字架上已经打破了撒旦的头。
Your son on the cross has already crushed the head of Satan.
你儿子在升上高天的时候，掳掠了所有一切的仇敌。
When your son ascend on high, that he has already taken all the captives captive.
你也借着你的话告诉我们，仇敌的结局已经定了，仇敌已经彻底的失败。
For also through your words, you have told us that the destination of the enemy is already predestined and he has already failed.
你也告诉我们，若有两三个人奉我们主耶稣基督的名聚集，你就在我们当中。
Also, you've told us that whenever two or three gather together in the name of Lord Jesus, you are in the midst of us.
对，我们把所用的设备，我们把所用的设备，我们一切的需要都交在你大能的手管制底下。
We commit all of the equipment and all our needs to be under your mighty hand.
我们再一次敬拜你，我们荣耀归给你自己。
Once again, we worship you, and may you receive all the glory.
向我们说话， 把话赏赐给说话的、翻译的、听话的。
Speak to us, may you give the words to the one who speaks, the one translate, and those who hear.
赐给我们第一手的话，好叫我们真的得着，是从你那里得着。
Give us a first hand of your words, so we truly receive from you.
我们的接受是从你那里接受。
Our receiving is directly from you.
赞美、感谢、敬拜的归给你。
We give you all the praises, worship, and honor and glory.
奉主耶稣基督荣耀宝贵的名。
In the precious, glorious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。
阿门。
好，我们一同读一些的圣经。
Let's read the portions of scripture.
好，第一处我们读以弗所书第六章，从十节到20节。我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10. For the rest, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of his strength.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the panoply of God that you may be able to stand against the artifice of the devil.
因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切还能站立得住。
For this reason, take to you the panoply of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand.
所以要站稳的。用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand therefore, having girded about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋，穿在脚上。
And shod your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
此外，又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Besides all these, having taken the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Have also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Praying at all seasons with all prayer supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me, in order that utterance might be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known the boldness, the mystery of the glad tidings.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador bound with a chain that I might be bold in it as I ought to speak.
感谢主，主借着他的话告诉我们，我们在地上是有属灵的征战。
Thank the Lord that through his words told us that we do face spiritual warfare upon the earth.
而且如果主不告诉我们的话，我们恐怕在很多方面我们都怎么样难以明白或难以解释。
And if the Lord does not tell us, therefore, we are not able to understand many aspects and we cannot explain them.
那这里征战的对象, 特别告诉我们, 不是以书写气的, 乃是与那些执政的, 掌权的, 管辖这幽暗世界的, 以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
The object of our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, authorities, and universal lords of this darkness, and the spiritual power of wickedness in heavenness.
感谢主, 主他是给教会, 也是给圣徒, 全副的军装。
We thank the Lord that He has given church and also all the saints the panoply of God.
在征战的日子, 所以说是一个磨难的日子。
So that in the days of the warfare,
在征战的日子是一个磨难的日子。
In the days of warfare, that is the evil day.
但是我们一面在仇敌面前站立得住, 而且继续成就神荣耀的旨意, 并且还站得住。
But on the one hand, we are able to withstand before the enemy and also having accomplished all things to stand.
今天我们 要注意到征战的全副军装的信心的这个方面。
So today we will focus upon the one aspect of the panoply, which is faith.
主是给信心当作藤牌，而可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
The Lord gave us faith as the shield, which can quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
所以我们从信主的第一天， 一直到建主或者来到主的宝座前， 一直都是在信心的功课或者信心的道路上， 或者信心的成长上， 在那个实际中经历。
So from the first day we believe the Lord until the day we meet the Lord, that we're always in the lessons of faith and also the way of faith and the growing of faith to experience all these.
那这个信心在这里所强调的是可以灭尽恶者的一切火箭。
So the faith here emphasizes that it can quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
我想在下去以前呢, 在进行下面的读圣经以前呢, 先读有一处的圣经是十分重要的圣经。
So let us read a portion of scripture before we continue, which is very important.
这一处的圣经在《但以理书》第九章。
Daniel's chapter 9.
九章的第24节。
Verse 24.
但以理书九章二十四节，为你本国之民和你圣城，已经定了七十个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。
70 weeks are appointed out upon the people and upon the holy city to close the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make expiation for iniquity and to bring in righteousness of the ages and to seal the vision and prophet and to anoint the holy of holies.
注意一下，这里说要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并且高至圣者。
Please pay attention here to close the transgression and to make end of things and to make expiation for inequity and to bring in the righteousness of the ages and to seal the vision and prophet and to anoint the Holy of Holies.
这是主再来之前，世代结束的时候，主要完成这样的事情。
This is before our Lord's return, before the end days, that the Lord will accomplish all these.
所以呢，这也是一个征战的特殊的焦点。
So this is also a special focus of the warfare.
可能我们不太注意，可能我们不觉得，但是它的确是一个征战的焦点。
We might not have paid attention, nor do we realize it, but it's true. It's definitely the focal point of the warfare.
它一面是关系到人的灵魂得救。
On the one hand, it has to do with the salvation of man's spirit.
那同时也关系到教会里面是不是还容许罪在教会里面，在那里，罪的能力、罪的权势还在教会、还在圣徒身上，有他这个不法的工作。
But it also has to do whether the power and the whether the power of sin still works in the church and there's still work of lawlessness in church.
所以这是神他的定义，这个主再来的时候，这个事情要成就的。
So this is the Lord's will that before our Lord returns, this shall be accomplished.
可能我们不会觉得很迫切，但是从主的角度，主是非常的迫切，要成就这件事情。
We might not feel that this is very imminent, but from the perspective of the Lord, that he's very zealous to accomplish this.
好，那我们再回到信心的这个部分。
So let's return to the aspect about faith.
好，我们看以弗所书第一章，从十节到十五节吧。
Book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10 to 15.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
For the administration of the fullness of times to head up all things in Christ, the things in heaven and the things upon the earth in him.
所以这里是在基督里面同归于一，是基督做头的意思，而且在日期满足的时候，是天上地上一切所有的都要在基督里面同归于一。
So to head up all things in Christ means Christ is the head, and at the fullness of time all things shall be head up in him, the things in heaven and earth.
这是直接关系到圣徒个人和教会是不是基督做头的事情。
It directly has to do whether individually or church comes to the reality that Christ is the head.
十一节，我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
Verse 11, in whom we have also obtained inheritance, being marked out beforehand, according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his own will.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得早称赞。
That we shall be to the praise of his glory who have pretrusted in the Christ.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
In whom you also have trusted, having heard the word of truth, the glad tidings of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，直到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得早称赞。
Who is the earnest of our inheritance to the redemption of the acquired possession to the praise of his glory?
因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
Wherefore I also, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which is in you, and the love which you have towards all the saints.
所以这里讲到信心。跟从第四节开始的是 是连下来的。
So here talks about faith is which is in connection starting from verse 10.
所以这个信心的焦点是在于天上地上一切所有要在基督里面同归于一，都让基督做头。
Focal point of the faith is to head up all things in Christ, which is to let Christ be the head.
啊，那在另外一方面，在以弗所书第四章，我们可以从第四节看。
Also, Book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 4.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
There is one body and one spirit, as you have been also called in one hope of your calling.
一主一信一喜。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in us all.
再看第十二节、十三节。
Also verse 12 and 13.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
For the perfecting of the saints, with a view to the work of the ministry, with a view to the edifying of the body of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ.
啊，这里刚才我们读这两处都提到，这里真道就讲到信心，是那信心，有人翻译成信仰，但是原文是信心那个字。
So here we talk about the faith, which is actually, it is the word of faith.
这两处的信心都是关于基督的身体。
So both places talk about faith has to do with the body of Christ.
所以这两处的圣经给我们看到信心有一个总体的一个印象。
So those two places of faith give us the overall impression.
一个方面就是天上地上一切所有都让基督做头，在基督里面同归于一。
So one aspect is that all things in heaven and earth let Christ be the head and head up all things in Christ.
那另外一方面呢，就是这个基督身体，因为众圣徒能够被装备好、被成全了，所以呢，而且能够显出基督身体的实际。
On the other hand, is the body of Christ being prepared and being equipped and fully adorned, which can reveal the reality of the body of Christ.
也是在这样的情况底下，这一个信心能够达到这个，让这个天上地上一切所有都在基督同归于一的实际。
And be under such condition through faith, and therefore then can head up all things in Christ in heaven, both in heaven and earth.
而且在认识我们的主，认识神的儿子，达到在生命度量上的这个长成。
And to know the knowledge of Son of God, which it become the full-grown man, to become the full measure of Christ.
所以我们一般讲的信心，我们比较重视在我个人的生活上的困难上的，或者我有什么需要主帮助的那个方面。
So usually when we talk about faith, we focus upon our individual difficulties, our daily life, or whatever we need the Lord to help us.
但是主的话告诉我们，信心是从神开始的，所以有神的信心，神儿子的信心，然后有我们的信心。
But from God's word tells us that faith initiates from the Lord. Therefore, there's the faith of God, faith of Lord Jesus, and Son of God, and which is faith of ours.
神是乐意帮助我们，神是乐意恩待我们，但是神的信心，神旨意所表现出来的信心，是神把一切所有的都归结在他的儿子里面。
God is willing to help us, but under God's will, the faith being manifested is all concluded in His Son, Christ Jesus.
所以这里你看到这个信心的一面是跟主有一个直接的关系。
So here we see this faith on one hand has the direct relationship with the Lord.
但另外一面 跟圣徒，圣徒之间也有非常密切的关系。
On the other hand, also there's very close relationship with all the saints.
特别是同一时间在一起的圣徒有密切的关系。
Especially has very much to do with all the saints that are together at the same time.
虽然我们也得到过去的圣徒的帮助，但是呢，我们跟过去的圣徒不会面对面，不会身体，不会短距离的接触。
Even though we also being helped from the saints from the past, however, we do not meet them face to face and do not get in contact with them.
但是主在他的权柄的安排底下，把圣徒安排在一个地方，安排在一起，这实在是让我们认识基督，认识能够进入这个基督身体的实际，进入基督身体见证的实际。
But under God's sovereign arrangement, He arranges all the saints to gather together at the same place, same time, that therefore we can enter into the reality of knowing Christ and enter into the reality of body of Christ.
所以这是神儿子的信，神的信心，神儿子的信心能够在圣徒的身上，在教会身上达到丰满的一个途径。
So this is the way for the faith of God and the faith of God's Son can be fulfilled, become full among the saints.
好，我们看到的这是信心的总体面。
So what we see is the overall aspect about faith.
那我们要看一下，这个我们知道，刚才我们读的是要灭尽仇敌一切的火箭，仇敌到底会放什么火箭？
And also, as we did read about to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one, so we have to know what exactly are the inflamed darts.
那我们知道这个圣经很多方面、很多地方讲到仇敌、讲到魔鬼、讲到撒旦的事情。
So we know there are many places in the scripture talk about the enemy, the devil, and Satan.
我们没有办法每一个细节都去讲。
We cannot talk in each details.
但是我们如果稍微注意一些的话，我们就知道原来我们所处的环境，这个魔鬼撒旦呢一直在就是在攻击神所创造的人类和神旨意所呼受神旨意呼召的圣徒。
But if we do pay attention, then we realize that the devil, the Satan, is always attacking all those saints who are being called by God's will.
最早的在创世纪就是这个蛇去引诱夏娃。
The earliest time is in Genesis that when the serpent tempted Eve.
我们千万不要以为那只是一个过去式。
Definitely do not think that was something in the past only.
今天我们之所以个个都是罪人，因为就是那个这件事情开始了。
Today each one of us is sinner is all because of what happened.
所以仇敌魔鬼他那样的工作不但是在夏娃亚当的时候做，今天还在我们接触的范围里面会做。
Therefore the enemy, the devil, which was did not only do such work back then in Adam and Eve time, but even today in all our aspects.
但是呢，这个仇敌魔鬼他那恶者他的工作在靠近主再来的时候一定是加倍的厉害。
But this devil, the enemy, that when the Lord's return is become nearer, its work is actually more fierce.
不光是加倍，是空前的，恐怕比在这个起初或者历史历代所经历的，还要我们超过我们想象的厉害。
Not even double portion, not even so fierce, but.It's even harder than what we can imagine, surpassing all what happened in previous times.
因为主再来的事情，主再来一发生，仇敌的结局就来到了。
For if when the Lord return happens, then the end of the enemies, end of the devil's time comes.
所以仇敌他是竭尽心力来拦阻这件事情发生。
So the enemy tries his best to hinder this from happening.
所以征战最厉害的是在那些愿意照着主的旨意跟随主，能够向着宝座去的那些的圣徒。
So where the fierce warfare happens are toward all those saints who are willing to follow the Lord's will and willing to go to his throne.
我们读启示录第十二章可以发现有四个方面。
When we read Revelation chapter 12, we can find there are four aspects.
十二章第三节，天上又现出异象来，有一条大红龙，七头十角，七头上戴着七个冠冕。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. And another sign was seen in the heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his head seven diadems.
他的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一，摔在地上，龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前，等他生产之后，要吞吃他的儿子。
And his tail draws the third part of the stars of heaven, and he cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman who was about to bring forth, in order that when she brought forth, he might devour her child.
妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的，他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。
And she brought forth a male son who shall shepherd all the nations with an iron rod.And her child was cut up to God and to his throne.
所以我们这里看到的第一面就是吞吃。
So here the first aspect we see is devour.
所以仇敌的火箭或者仇敌的工作就是要让神在他的教会里面要成就的那个男孩子，那个能够到达宝座的那个男孩子被消灭掉。
So the first thing that the work or the devil of the inflame the darts of the enemy would like to do is to quench, to completely destroy this man-child which can be cut up to the throne.
但是可惜仇敌没有得逞，为什么？妇人生了这男孩子直接就到宝座，仇敌吃不到。
Unfortunately, the schemes of the devil was not being fulfilled because as soon as the man-child was born, he was being cut up to the throne, so the enemy could not devour him.
好，我们再看第九节，大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，使他的使者也一同被摔下去。
And the great dragon was cast out, the ancient serpent, he who is called devil and Satan, he who deceives the whole habitable world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
所以这里讲到仇敌第二鬼就是迷惑。
So here, the second evil scheme of enemy is to tempt.
这个迷惑呢，就是把你本来是走正路的，直接可以到达宝座的，直接被神喜悦的，但他把你稍微偏一点点，就你就达不到宝座，达不到神的心意。
This deceiving work is that originally someone is going to go straight way to reach the throne. However, as soon as he deceives just a little bit, though, so the way will go astray, and therefore we are not able to reach his will.
所以许多迷惑人的东西跟他跟真理的那个实际呢？可能是很靠近的，但它是偏离真理的。
All those things that's deceiving, which might be very close to the truth, however, it's not the truth.
所以这个迷惑呢，所以这个火箭来的时候呢，如果圣徒呢在信心上不刚强，有可能就偏掉了。
So therefore, when this deceiving comes, when this inflamed dart comes, then if the saint's faith is not being steadfast, then might go astray.
那第三个方面，第十节，我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄现在都来到，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
The third aspect, verse 10.And I heard a great voice in the heaven saying, Now is come the salvation and the power and kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. And the accuser of brethren has been cast out, who accused him before our God day and night.
这里讲到控告，这是仇敌火箭的另外一个部分。
Here talks about accusation, which is another aspect about the inflamed dart of the enemy.
而且这控告呢， 还不是偶尔控告，是昼夜控告，是不断的控告。
This accusation is not just once in a while, but it's actually day and night.
但是很感谢主，这些得胜的圣徒呢，他经历到神的救恩、神的能力、神的国度和基督的权柄。
But we do thank the Lord that those victorious saints have experienced the salvation, the power, kingdom of our God, and the authority of Christ.
所以特别是基督的权柄，就是能够受神从宝座来圣灵的引导。
So here, the authority of Christ is that we are able to be led by the Holy Spirit from the throne.
所以我们需要神的救恩，在信心上进入神救恩的丰富全备。
So we do need God's salvation, and in faith, we enter into the riches and complete salvation.
也在信心上得着支取神大能的一切的工作。
And also in faith, we receive, and also, we are able to receive all the mighty power of God.
神把我们从黑暗的国度，从死亡中拯救出来。
God deliver us from the kingdom of darkness and death.
是叫我们能够归在神爱子的国度底下。
So in order we are able to enter into a kingdom of His beloved Son.
但我们虽然蒙恩得救，可是呢，我们对于神国度那个认识或者那个见证呢，恐怕在起头的时候还是非常的无知，或者非常的模糊，或者非常的。不明显。
Even though we are saved, but at beginning we might be very ignorant, or we do not understand, nor do we know much about the kingdom of God and His testimony.
但是我们在信心里面，继续活在神的面前，神会继续他的工作，一直做到一个地步呢，这个国度借着教会，借着圣徒显明出来。
But when we continue to live in faith, that He will continue His work, so therefore, the kingdom will be manifested through the saints and through church.
仇敌的控告就叫我们不能够活在国度的实际里面。
The accusation of the enemy let us not able to live in the reality of the kingdom.
但是圣徒在信心上跟随主，主就做成国度，坐在他身上。
But when saints follow the Lord in faith, then The Lord will make kingdom upon us.
而且基督的权柄是胜过黑暗势力的权柄的。
And also the authority of Christ overcomes all the power of darkness.
仇敌会用尽各种的方法让我们屈服在他的权柄底下。
The enemy uses all kinds of ways so we bow down before the enemy's power.
这里讲到控告，甚至他会恐吓，甚至他能够把我们逼到走投无路。
Here uses says the word accusation. Actually, the enemy will threaten us or even push us to the corner. There's no way out.
你不要觉得这很遥远，这可能就是在你现在遇到的机会里面。
Do not think this is something far away from us. It might be something we encounter right now.
所以在十一节说，弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
So it follows, and they have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb, and by reason of the word of their testimony, and have not loved their life even unto death.
这个第十三节又再提到另外一面。
The verse 13 talks about another aspect.
龙见自己被摔在地上，就逼迫那生男孩子的妇人。
And when the dragon saw that he had been cast out into the earth, he persecuted the woman which bore the male child.
所以这一方面就是逼迫。
So here is persecution.
我想这都我们等我们遇到了，我们就很清楚。
I think we will know it clearly once we face it.
那这个呢，我们刚才看到这些，但这些都需要信心的盾牌。来灭尽他恶者一切的火箭。
So with all those things we looked, actually it required the shield of faith to quench all the inflamed darts.
所以在信心的生活，上次我们提到非常重要的，神有个信心的管理方法。
In terms of the life of faith, very importantly, there's the administration of faith in God's government.
中文翻译成信心的章程，其实它是一个神管理的方式。
So it's actually God's dispensation.
那也就是什么？我们要有好的信心生活，所以什么要有无清洁的心、无愧的良心，然后有无畏的信心。
For us to have a good life of faith, we should have the pure heart, good conscience, and unfeigned faith.
所以清洁的心是我们常常需要注意的。
So having a pure heart is something we need to always pay attention.
无愧的良心是我们是，你要知道，仇敌他控告的时候是什么？让你的良心就觉得你有罪，让你就觉得不能来到神面前，让你跟神的关系完全出了差错。Regarding
the good conscience is that we have to realize when enemy accuses us, then it led us not able to have the conscience before God, good conscience before God, and therefore our relationship with God deviates.
所以清洁的心是关系到我们是不是随时可以见到神。So
pure heart relates to whether we can always meet God.
无愧的良心让我们在神面前是被称为对的，被称义的，而且怎么样说，仇敌怎么控告，我们的良心是在神看为是好的。
A good conscience is that our conscience is always right and justified before God. So regardless of how the enemy accuses us, but before God, it's right.
那这无畏的信心呢，就是你不会怎么样说，神有审判的定规，但是你有无畏的信心呢，你来到神的审判台前，基督台前也好，什么台前呢，你完全是因为你已经被主耶稣所担负了，完全不会。
And this unfeigned faith is that there is the standard of God's judgment before the seat of Christ, before the judgment seat of Christ. However, with this unfeigned faith is that regardless of how we are, but when we come before the judgment seat of Christ, we are not under condemnation.
所以我们看到这个属灵的征战，第一面还不是我们碰到什么事。
So when we see the spiritual warfare, the first aspect is not something we meet death.
第一面碰到就是我们这个人，个别的圣徒，我有没有清洁的心，无愧的良心，无畏的信心。
So the first thing we encounter is that whether I have this pure heart, good conscience, and unfeigned faith.
这不是一个自认的光景，这是一个。 一个，你神可以为这个做见证，就是神为有清洁的心、无愧的良心、无畏的信心，神也为这个做见证的。
This is not something I think who I am, but however that before God, God is able to testify this person has the pure heart, good conscience, and unfeigned faith.
我们常常看到这个说啊，我们因为什么事情软弱的跌倒，我们说是那个事情或这个情况。Often
we say that. We fall or we become weak, it's because of this happened and that happened.
那些可能都是事实。
Those might all be facts.
但是更重要的怎么样说, 如果有清洁的心, 无愧的良心和无畏的信心,
But even more important is if we do have pure heart, good conscience, and unfeigned faith.
你就是遇到不义的事情, 得罪死的事情, 控告的事情, 逼迫的事情,
Even when we face those unrighteousness things or things again to sin against God or even accusations.
甚至仇敌虎视眈眈要吞吃你的事情,
or even when the enemy is trying to devour you.
因为你面见神,
but because you see God.
因为你在神面前站立得住,
because you are able to stand before God.
那也就是说神可以给你新鲜活泼的引导。
And that is, God is able to give you new and living guidance. For the destination of the enemy has already predestined. And we have already received this precious salvation.
所以在真言里面讲说，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。
Therefore, in Proverbs says that you have to keep your heart, which is the path of keeping all things.
一生的果效, 是由心发出的。
The fruit of the life comes out from heart.
所以这个征战是先从我们这个人先面对的。
So the spiritual warfare is ourselves first encountering this.
如果我们没有清洁的心、无愧的良心、无伪的信心，我们已经是处在失败的光景。
If without a pure heart, good conscience, and unfeigned faith, we are really under the failure condition.
那黑暗的势力，它就是用尽一切的方法，要让你呢没有清洁的心，没有无愧的良心，没有无伪的信心。
And the power of darkness uses all kinds of schemes to make you not have the pure heart, not have good conscience, and not have unfeigned faith.
它会寻找可以攻击你的那些点。
The enemy uses the points where he's able to attack you.
每一个人所遇到的被攻击点不一定完全一样，但是他知道，他会寻找你在什么地方，我在什么地方特别软弱，他就让你在那个地方遇到的那个情况，你就失去了清洁的心、无愧的良心和无伪的信心。
Each person's point that can be used.To be attacked by the enemy is different. However, the enemy searches and he uses all the ways to make you lose the pure heart, not have good conscience, and lose the unfeigned faith.
但是如果我们是在这个信心的管理原则底下，这几样都是实在的。
But if we are under the principle of the administration of faith, all these are real.
那你知道信心有另外一个形容是船，它像一个船。对不对？那你如果没有无愧的良心，那就怎么样？你船是有破口的。
So another description of faith is like it's like a ship. Ship. So if you do not have the unfeigned faith, then it's like a shipwreck.
船可以在水中，但是水不可以在船中。
The ship can be in the water, but the water cannot be into the ship.
如果没有无愧的良心，船破了。有破口，而且这破口使得水一直进来，然后最后整个船就沉到水里面去。
Without unfeigned faith, if the it's shipwrecked, then there's the hole in the ship. Then eventually the ship will sink.
所以在这个提摩太前书哈，它是从另外一个角度，就是怎么样说，从这个。信心生活的许多方面在告诉我们，这个你正常的信心会有正常信心的人，他会有什么表现
？So First Timothy tells us using all different aspects that if someone have the normal faith, so what kind of manifestation this person will reveal？
我们读经济学有所谓总体经济学，有什么个体经济学？那我们刚才看的信心上有总体的一面，但也有个别的这一面。
So there's the microeconomy or microeconomy. So when we look at faith, there's the overall general aspect or also the individual aspect.
所以如果是一个正常的信心，他呢，在他的表现上，第一个在祷告上，他是一个喜欢祷告的人。
So when someone have the normal faith, then it reveals through prayers that he is someone who likes to pray.
好，我先解释一下哈，提摩太前书关于信心这个字，信心的名词、信心的动词、信心的形容词，再加上信心的反面的用词，总共出现35次。
So let me explain that in First Timothy, this word faith, whether noun, verbs, or adjective, and or even the opposition of how it's being used, it appears 35 times.
那提摩太前书呢？总共六章，总共是117节。
There are six chapters in First Timothy, and a total 117 verses.
所以出现这么多的信心的词，平均差不多三节多一点点就要出现一次。
So with all those words about faith, then it's on average it appears every three verses.
那提摩太前书又提到很多具体的生活上面的事情。
And First Timothy also talk about many practical things in life.
所以就表示说，我们的生活是建立在信心生活的这个实际上。
That means our life is established on the reality of the life of faith.
也就是说我们生活的每一方面，是不是我们的信心是抛锚在神的身上，是不是我们是根据神儿子的信心而生活。
So that is in every aspect of our life, whether our faith is cast onto the Son of God and whether we live by faith.
如果是，你就发现你没有不祷告的理由。
If that's true, then there's no reason for you not to pray.
因为神所要成就的事情，都不是人可以凭着人的力量、人的计划或者人的属肉体的工作来完成的。
For God, what God will accomplish cannot be fulfilled by the plans of man or the strength of man or even the strength of the flesh.
所以祷告这是一个最，是它是个信心生活的一面镜子。你越是活在信心生活里面，越是进入信心的实际里面，你的祷告会越多，而且会越深入，而且是越摸到天上的宝座。
So to pray is a mirror of the life of faith. So the more you enter into the life of faith, then the more you will pray and also you will touch the throne heaven.
所以你越是祷告，你就会你的面，你可能在开始是为自己，是为很小的范围，是为很独特的事情，但是你会逐渐的扩大到怎么样说，到一个地步，神的心有多大，你可能祷告的范围就要多大。
So the more you pray, maybe in the beginning of your prayer life that is start with individual aspects or even the smallest matters in your life, but however the more you pray, you will touch how great God, the aspect of God is, then your prayer will be enlarged.
所以你会为神他荣耀的心意，那个核心的心意，你会乐意去祷告。
So then you will be willing to pray according to the focal will of God's will.
你会跟神呼求，跟主呼求，天上地上一切所有，在基督里面同归于一。今天在我们所在的范围，能不能就有那个实际啊？
You will call unto God that as all things will head up in heaven, earth, all unto Christ, then whether there will be the reality in all the places we encounter today.
那你也会为着灵魂的负担，你不是只叫他罪得赦免，你愿意他不但得救了，而且他在天上地上一切所有同在基督同归于一，成为被神悦纳甚至被神成全的那一个。
And also when you pray for someone, not only for his salvation, but also as all things head up in Christ in heaven and earth, whether he becomes someone who's pleasing to God's will, and also he can be fulfilled, perfected by God's will.
但是这好像讲的是很高了，是不是？
It seems as if it's so high.
但是呢，你会发现当你在征战的时候，你要敬虔端正平安无事的度日，是何等的困难呢？
But you do find that in the midst of warfare, how difficult it is that you will live a godly and peaceful life.
因为你知道有看不见的仇敌，看不见的仇敌又会借着看得见的情况来攻击，来搅扰你。
For you know there's this invisible enemy which through all the visible things will to disturb you.
仇敌用诡诈邪恶的方法，但是我们属神的人又不能用诡诈邪恶的方法，那你要怎么办？
As the enemy uses all those tricky and deceiving evil things, but for us who belong to God, we cannot use the same thing, then what should you do?
祷告。
Pray.
祷告。
To pray.
所以你越是在信心里面，你的祷告生活是要丰富到一个地步，甚至是不间断的祷告，不止息的祷告，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求。
So the more you are in faith, then actually your prayer should truly be without ceasing and by the Holy Spirit through prayer and supplication in all things.
那当然你一定是面临到那一个人所不能承受的那个压力和环境，你才会迫切到这个地步，你的祷告呢就是你没有办法停下来。
So of course, you must have encountered such pressure to such a point you cannot bear, then it will become that your prayer can be so earnest and to the point it cannot stop.
这跟我们蒙恩得救我们的希望是不同的哈。
This is different from what we hope for when we first got saved by grace.
我蒙恩得救我们之后，我们就有一个希望说，从此以后我是过着平平安安的日子，我每一件事情都是很平顺的，我没有什么压力，我没有什么可以烦心的事情。
When we were first saved by grace, our wish was that ever since then, we can live our very peaceful life without difficulties and everything will be smooth and no pressure, no sorrow.
当你发现我们被罪，我们自己被罪胜过的时候，我们需要好好在主面前祷告，能够有把握，我已经恢复了跟神的关系，我恢复了那个真正的平安。
But you realize that when we overcome sins, and then we have to really pray before God. So until our peace is once again being restored before God.
但是另外呢，你若被主提升到一个地步，你有心愿，让神、让主耶稣、神派主耶稣赶快回来，赶快就天地流涛，要神万物复兴的时候，现在要复兴到一个地步呢，主砰就已经站在我们面前。
But on the other hand, if you are being lifted up to a higher level, that you would like the Lord to return very quickly for the restoration of the heaven and earth.
你会发现，越是积极等候主再来的，你面临的属灵的征战，越是超过你想象的严厉。
And you realize that the more motivated, proactively you are waiting for the Lord's return, then the more fears of the warfare you are facing.
所以这里讲到说要敬虔端正、平安无事的度日，不是我们一般想象的那么容易的事情。
So therefore, here we say that we might need a quiet and tranquil life in all piety and gravity. It's not something with as easy as we thought.
甚至你要达到这个地步，你的祷告的范围要很广，你要很周延，能够很达到这会影响的每一个方面。
And in order to reach such point, our prayer should be so broad to the point it has to reach every single detail and every aspect.
你的祷告也要很高，你要摸到宝座。 你要让宝座显出他的工作，宝座显出他在地上至高者在人的国中掌权的那个真实的情形。
And also your prayer has to be so high, it has to touch the throne, and also the throne shall reveal that God the Most High is in reign, the kingdom of God to become reality.
我们也要为执政掌权者祷告，我们要说，反正我也不想从政啊，我对政治没有兴趣啊，你就不需要为执政掌权者祷告。 你不去干扰他，你不要忘记，他可以来干扰你。And
also, we need to pray for those who are in power and dominion. Do not think that if you are not interested in politics, then you don't have to pray for them. Because even if you do not disturb them, but they will come to disturb you.
所以这个是一个，反正我不能描述太详细。It's
hard for me to explain details.
但是你知道。 你越是在信心生活，你的祷告绝对不会越来越少，你的祷告会越来越多、越强、越深、越丰富。But
you know, the more you are in the life of faith, then your prayer life will definitely not become less, but your prayers will become even more stronger, deeper, and more.
那信心生活呢，也会带来，你可能当你生命 对主的认识成长到一个地步，你要可以服侍主给你放在周围的圣徒，或者服侍福音朋友。And
the life of faith will be enlarged and grow to such a point the Lord will enable you to be able to serve the things around you or even the gospel friends around you.
那你会发现呢，这个服侍呢，不是靠着天然人的服侍。Then
you realize this kind of service is not based on natural man.
啊，你看到在这个，提摩太前书第2章第7节说，我为此奉派做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师父，教导他们相信，学习真道。我所说的是真话，并不是谎言。
First Timothy chapter 2, verse 7, to which I have been appointed a herald and apostle, I speak the truth, I do not lie, a teacher of the nations in faith and truth.
你发现中文跟英文有点不太一样，意思上不一样。
Actually, the meaning in Chinese and English is different.
英文的意思就是说，是在信心和真理里面成为这个外邦人，或者是成为这个别人的师父。
In English, is a teacher of the nations in faith and truth.
所以我们传福音的时候，或者我们面对福音朋友的时候，或者我们问的弟兄姊妹的时候，我们是在信心中去跟他们互动的。
So when we share the gospel, when we face the gospel friends, or even with brothers and sisters, we interact with them in faith.
啊，我们可能以为说，我有社交的，我天然社交的能力很好，我能跟人就是这个打成一片，所以呢，我一定在传福音上一定是很有力的。
We might thought that since my ability to socialize is pretty good, and therefore I should be able to have the ability to share gospel.
但是我们大家都知道，历史历代很多圣徒有同样的经历。那些呢，怎么讲说？那些专心跟随主的，结果呢，他原来在还没有信主以前，或者说他原来一些好朋友，因为他愿意要跟随主的缘故，一个一个都离开他。
And we know the saints from all different generations who are willing to follow the Lord have such experiences that because they were willing to single-heartedly follow the Lord, then the result was all their good friends left them.
所以你就知道这个天然的关系啊，拉不住人了。
So you know the natural relationship cannot lay hold of man.
天然的关系没有办法把人带到基督里面。
Natural relationship cannot bring people into Christ.
天然关系只能做一个起头的一个媒介，但是你要在信心里面去跟他互动，信心里面去把他带到在主里面。
The natural relationship can only be a starting point. However, you have to be in faith to bring the person into Christ and to interact with the person.
所以就是圣徒之间的彼此的帮助也是这样的。
It's the same thing as the saints helping one another.
所以圣徒之间彼此的，或者有的弟兄姊妹帮助你别的弟兄姊妹，他应该是在信心里面去帮助的。
So when the saints helping one another should help each other in faith.
所谓在信心里面，就是有神的引导，有圣灵的工作，不是出于自己的。
To be in faith means there's the guidance of God and there's the leading of the Holy Spirit. It's not by ourselves.
好，那在第三个方面，在提摩太前书就告诉我们。
So the third aspect from the First Timothy tells us.
在第二章里面，特别是用女人来作为描述的重点。
The second chapter especially uses woman as a main description.
但是这一篇里面你就会发现了，当然很多了，但是我瞧到一个重点就是，女人呢，她能够站在女人受造的地位上来顺服。
Of course, there are many different key points, but one of them is focused upon woman is able to stand in the position of the created being to obey.
所以这个顺服是站在地位上，所以她认识自己的地位是被造成为女人这个地位。
So this obedience is because she realized her position is to be created as a woman.
我们知道有很多的女人非常非常的聪明，非常非常的有能力。
We know there are many women who are very smart and with great abilities.
但是在主里呢，如果她是女人，她就在被造上，她是属于要顺服的这个顺服男人的这个情形。
But in the Lord, as if a woman is being the, because she is being created, therefore she should be subject, obey unto man.
你知道我们这个人是很困难的，我们这个人不喜欢我们被摆在什么地位上。
You know, we are so difficult that we do not like to be placed under certain positions.
这是我在年轻的时候亲身经历的，我就是那个不愿意，好像不喜欢神把我放在我被放的那个位置上。
That was what I experienced when I was younger. I did not like to be placed in the position which God placed me.
我大约经历过差不多十几年以后，我突然明白了，我要接受神把我摆在的那个位置上。
After more than 10 years, all of a sudden I realized I need to obey under the position God has placed me.
我是蒙神的怜悯能够知道，但我们知道，有的人一辈子都自己都不知道。
I'm by the mercy of God that I was able to realize that, but some of us might not understand the full entire life.
他被摆在应该顺服神的位置上，他却是站在与神同等的位置上。
They are being placed under the position shall obey God. However, they are the ones who want to be higher than others.
所以信心使得我们见证我们是被神创造的，而且神创造我们，把我们摆在什么个样子、什么个位置上，我们是甘心的接受，而且我们为神做见证。
So faith let us realize that we are the created ones by God, and whatever position God places us in, that in faith we should accept.
那这个在第三章里面又讲到信心的几个方面。
And chapter 3 talks about several aspects about faith.
这个信心呢，他说在第九节说要清洁的良心，然后固守信心的奥秘，真道奥秘就是信心的奥秘。
Verse 9, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience.
所以如果我们没有这个清洁的良心，这个信心在我们身上是不会刚强的。
So therefore, if we do not have a pure conscience, then faith cannot be strengthened upon us.
不但不会刚强，而且就是说那个奥秘，也就信心有很多东西呢，你要真正在信心里面，你才能够活出那个实际里面。
Not only not able to be strengthened, but also with this mystery that there are so many different aspects, it's only when we live by faith.
所以我们得救，在罗马书很清楚地告诉我们，我们面对两条路，一条路是走信心的原则，一条路是走人的意识或者律法的原则。
So that once we are saved by grace, in Book of Romans tells us there are two ways. Then one of them is the law of faith, and the other one is the
走信心的原则，它就是凡事要来到神面前，要依靠神，要依靠我们的救主，要来到宝座前。
To walk the way of faith is that in all things we rely upon God and rely upon the Lord and come before the throne.
那主人的力量，或者是叫做律法的原则，他就是总要自夸一下，总要觉得我还是有什么可称赞的地方。
And using to walk the way of law is that using man's own strength and also boast about ourselves.
那在这个第十三节里面有另外一个词，就是在基督耶稣里的信心上和真道上大有胆量。
And in verse 13, there is another phrase, which is much boldness in faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
那第三章整个都是关系到教会的侍奉。
Entire chapter 3 has to do with the ministry in church.
所以教会的侍奉是根据从信心的生活开始的。
So the ministry in church starts with the life of faith.
那进入教会的侍奉不是根据我们天然的能力，天然的这些我们觉得可以。
To enter into the ministry in church is not based on our own natural abilities.
因为这个信心的生活它带来的最终的结果是什么？
So what's the result of the life of faith?
就是在他十五节、十六节告诉我们
，which tells us in verse 15 and 16，
就是教会呢，他说是永生神的教会，是真理的柱石和根基。
It's the assembly of the living God, the pillar and the base of truth.
所以是要把真理彰显出来的，这位真理做真的。
That is to manifest truth.
那下面十六节就更宝贵的，就是大灾近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
Verse 16 is even more precious, and confessing the mystery of piety is great. God has been manifested in flesh, has been justified in the spirit, has appeared to angels, has been preached among the nations, has been believed in the world, has been received up in glory.
神给圣徒在教会中有服事的机会，是要带出这个结果的。
So for God to give opportunity to the saints to serve is to bring out such result.
所以无论是大小的侍奉都要带出这样的结果。
So regardless of how big or small services, this result shall be bring out.
所以教会应该是丰满的彰显神的同在。
So church should be fully manifest the presence of God.
这是一个正常教会光景该有的情形。
This is the condition a normal church should have.
所以你讲说他称义是被圣灵称义，或者在灵里面称义，这不是人自义，不是人自己觉得自己是怎样。
To justify in the spirit does not mean that man feels so and so.
那不但是这样，而且教会因为蛮有神的同在，天使也看得见，啊，所以不光是人看得见，是天使也看得见。
So not only that, because there's a great presence of the Lord in church, therefore not only can be seen by man, but also appear to angels.
教会蛮有神的同在，所以就带来怎么样说，外邦没有信主的人，他一来到教会就遇见神，就被神摸着。
Because church is with the full presence of God, therefore those non-believers, the nations, as soon as they come to church, they can be touched by God.
我们有时候许多服事只注意到这个方法、那个方法，或者这样那样，但是我们忽略了能不能够神的同在是这样的真实的彰显的。
Very often when we serve, we pay attention to this way or that way, but we neglect whether the presence of God can be fully manifested.
那因为有这样的实际，所以呢，人就很容易信主。
And with such reality, then men are easily to believe the Lord.
但这里告诉我们，教会不是光要在地上，教会要被接在荣耀里去。
And here tells us that the church does not just remain on earth, but it shall be received up in glory.
教会的前途不是在地上，再更多一个，再更大一个。教会的前途是什么？是被主接到荣耀里面去，被接到宝座去。
The future of the church is not to expand upon the earth, but its future is to receive up in glory before the throne.
但可能这是我们，从来不想的事情。
But this might be something we never thought of.
但可能就是想，可是也是很平淡的想。
Even if we think about it, but it might be just something very normal.
所以今天在教会所有的服事，关系到能不能被接到荣耀里面去。
Therefore, all of the ministries in church today has to do whether it can be received up in glory.
如果不能被接到荣耀里面去，那可能我们的服事是怎么讲？神不能，虽然不能到接到荣耀里面，就是神不够受神的悦纳，那我们也应当在主面前应当悔改，是不是能够转向神
？If not able to receive up to glory, then it means that we are not being acceptable to God. Then we should think about we should repent before God.
好，时间的缘故，我不能再详细讲了，但是我再提几个点给大家稍微注意一下就知道。
Because of time, I cannot share in details, but let me mention a few more points.
信心的生活是叫你胜过邪灵那些引诱人的那些的教训那些东西，能够胜过它。
So the life in faith help us to overcome deceiving spirits and demons.
这是第五个方面。
That's the fifth aspect.
第六个方面，你有个健康的信心生活，你一定是在敬虔上向神的这一方面操练自己。
So sixth aspect is that when you have the sound life of faith, then you should definitely exercise yourself in regards to piety.
所以因为敬虔堂操练自己，所以人遇到的遇到你的时候，人会遇见神。
Because of exercising godliness, therefore, when men meet you, they will meet God.
而且呢，是活在神的应许、今生的应许跟来生的应许的实际里面。
And also living the reality of the promise of this life and future life.
第七个方面，就是如果是信心活在信心生活的实际来讲的话，这一段圣经是用寡妇来讲的，他会。
So the seventh aspect is that when living the life of faith, in regards of it uses widows as an example, they will take care of their relatives.
所以这里讲到说，如果有寡妇出现在教会里面，啊，这个寡妇的家庭或者寡妇自己，先要在信心上去学习。
So if they are widows in church, then this widow shall first exercise faith in families.
那教会呢，也在信心上学习受主的带领，能够产生对寡妇的帮助或者益处。
And also church also in faith, learning to accept the guidance of the Lord, which can be helpful and profitable to the widows.
那第八个方面讲到，如果你在工作上。 你是被摆在做仆人的情况底下。
And the eighth aspect is that if you are on the position as bondman at work.
那你要因为你是活在神面前，所以你被摆在这个地位上，你接受神摆在这个地位上，所以你尊重、你尊敬你的主、你的这个做主人的。
And because you live before God, so therefore you accept and such position as a bondman, and therefore you respect your masters.
甚至怎么讲说呢？甚至这个，你的主人呢是信主的，你不会变成随便，你反而真是在信心里面跟他一起进入神要把你带进的丰富里面。
And if your masters are also those who believe the Lord, you will not despise them, but you will together enter into a riches of by faith.
那信心生活呢，在提摩太前书呢，第九个方面讲的就是，你不但是操练敬虔，而且呢，敬虔，而且加上知足，这个时候呢，你就不会被一些那些引诱的东西，不管是财物也好，或者是什么，把你引到跟神的关系出了差错的光景。
The ninth aspect is that, when exercising faith. Sorry. When exercising faith, when there's piety with contentment, then you will not be deceived to such a point that you're deceived by money or then they deviate your way from God.
那在提摩太前书呢，讲到信心的生活是有属灵的征战的，但是怎么征战呢？你要持定主给你的生命，就是永生，生命已经在里面了。你根据这个生命的生活，那你在信心上刚强。 而且能够为，就是说，为信心打到美好的仗。
So First Timothy talks about that the life of faith encounters spiritual warfare. But then, when you have laid hold of this eternal life, then by faith you can fight a good fight of faith.
所以我们看到这个信心的藤牌举起来的时候，有总体的面，也有个体的面。
So when you see when you lift up the shield of faith, there's this aspect in general, but also there's individual aspect.
有宝座的心意的一面，有我们在基督身体里面生活的一面，也有我们在生活上方方面面可以接触的那方面。
There's the will before the throne. There's the will of our life in the body of Christ, and also there's the aspect in each detail we encounter in our lives.
我们如果进入这个世纪，仇敌不管什么诡计，仇敌是中了自己的诡计。
If we are able to enter into this reality, regardless of what evil scheme the enemy has, the enemy will fall into his own evil scheme.
要实际的方面，我们需要主借的圣灵来带我们，不但明白进入一切的实际。
In regards to practical aspects, we need the Holy Spirit to guide us, not only to understand, but enter into the reality.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话交回到你的手中。
Lord, we commit the words back to your hands.
你知道人是有限的，我们所讲的也是有限的。
You know, men are limited, and what we have spoken are also limited.
甚至我们听见的，我们明白的也是有限的。
Even what we have heard and understand is also limited.
愿主无限量的圣灵来做无限的工作。
May the infinite of the Holy Spirit do the infinite work among us.
你看为好，给我们回头的亮光，使我们每一个弟兄姊妹，和你的教会是一个蛮有信心见证的那样的光景。
If you're willing, then may you give us light as we look back, so each brother and sister and your church have the testimony of the faith.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank you in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.